So with that, I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to our presenters. I'll ask my first speaker, Leah Yohannes, to open up or turn on her screen.
Okay, thank you, Jean. And thank you all for joining us for this ePay webinar, where my colleague Rick Bacardi and I will be explaining some of the recent changes to the international requirements for exporting and importing plastic recyclables that Jean just highlighted. My name is Leah Yohannes, and I'll be covering the first half of the presentation. So many of you may already be aware of the recent decision made under the Basel Convention to change the requirements for exports and imports of plastic recyclables or scrap. Because this decision brings significant changes to the way exports and imports of plastic scrap will be regulated globally, during this webinar, we'll be explaining what the new requirements are and what some of the key impacts will be on US exporters and importers. So this slide jumps right into the key takeaway message, which is that starting on January 1, 2021, exports of most plastic scrap will be significantly restricted by most countries under a treaty called the Basel Convention on the Control of Transboundary Movements of Hazardous Wastes and Their Disposal. As a result of these changes, it will become illegal under the Basel Convention for most countries to import the majority of plastic scrap from the US. And this includes major importing countries for US plastic scrap currently, such as India, Hong Kong, Malaysia, and Thailand. Before going further, I just want to provide some brief background on the Basel Convention itself. So the Basel Convention is a legally binding treaty which establishes a prior notice and consent process for transboundary movements of wastes covered by the convention. This basically means that exports are only allowed after the proposed importing country provides written consent. And I'll talk a little bit more about what's involved in the process in a second. So waste subject to these Basel requirements include primarily hazardous waste, but also some non-hazardous waste. Currently, this includes municipal solid waste or MSW, as well as incinerator ash from the combustion of MSW. The convention entered into force in 1992, and currently 187 countries are parties. Its main objective is to control and ensure the environmentally sound management of primarily hazardous wastes subject to transboundary movement. The US is a signatory to Basel and has participated in the convention as an observer since the beginning, but the US is not a party. So under the Basel Convention, Basel control wastes, in other words, wastes that are regulated under the convention are subject to its requirements, can only be exported once the exporting country receives written consent from the importing and any transit countries. This slide provides a quick rundown of the key steps involved in this process. So first, in order to export a waste covered under the convention, the exporter submits a notice to the exporting country government. In the US, EPA is the competent authority responsible for managing this process. And in other countries, the function is also usually managed by the environmental agency or ministry. The exporting country government then forwards the notice to the proposed importing country government, who then reviews the notice and either consents, objects, or conditionally consents to the notice and informs the exporting country government. The exporting country government then informs the exporter of the decision of the proposed importing country government. And finally, if consent is received, that generally means that the exporter has approval to export the waste or wastes for 1 year, up to a year, under the conditions of the consent and or import permit. And so while the US isn't a party to the Basel Convention, exports and imports of wastes regulated as hazardous waste under the US Resource Conservation Recovery Act are subject to prior notice of consent through this process I just described, in addition to other tracking requirements. And we'll touch base on some of these requirements towards the end of the webinar.